The letter, signed by all 5 school board members, acknowledges the magnitude of the task teachers have had to bring students safely back to class. The board says they stand with educators and want to work together to create conditions for student success, and they are committed to everyone's health and safety. At the same time, the board is asking teachers who have concerns about their personal safety to use the regulated communication channels through their administrators rather than writing letters to the school board, media, and posting on social websites. The following excerpt, which outlines a tie to contract negotiations, is what a few teachers find concerning. The letter reads, quote, "Please understand that the actions of a few are jeopardizing the school board's ability to deliver on this much warranted salary increase. When a group of your peers continuously undermines the district through print, radio, and social media because they are not getting their way, please understand it hurts us all in the eyes of the community. You as a group need to collectively make a decision on which direction to take," end quote. The letter continues to say that it's frustrating for the board that some in the teacher ranks seem to be more focused on the politics than the education of children. The board adds they're doing their best for the children while also bearing in mind teachers' well-being. The letter asks teachers to put aside state and national agendas to do the same. In an interview with KPCW, board president Andrew Kaplan says PCEA leadership submitted written concerns to the board the night before school started.
Look, I think the best path is not to create an email or a media campaign against the district, because that reflects on the district as a whole, right? And that, I think that hurts, all of the efforts that we're all making in terms of education in this community.
Kaplan says most of Park City's 330 teachers support the district's plan to have students back in school 5 days a week. KPCW has received a few emails and texts from teachers expressing their concerns, but they are unwilling to go on the record for fear of being reprimanded or losing their jobs. If COVID-19 infection rates warrant, Kaplan says the district is ready to adjust. The superintendent, he says, speaks with the Summit County Health Department nearly every day. He acknowledges there are a lot of unknowns and the district is ready to pivot to other learning models if needed.
There were some task force that met over the summer that involved all stakeholders, and there is a hybrid plan that's ready to go should we need it. Loosely, what we're looking at is a return to orange in our community or in the state would necessitate moving back to a hybrid model. The other possibility in the event of an outbreak in our schools would be to go to remote for a temporary period of time with a certain threshold again to come back to in-person.
Kaplan is aware of a rally scheduled for the same time as Wednesday's school board meeting to draw attention to the safety concerns teachers have.
I don't know a ton about the organization that organized it. I know that it's not a local organization. I believe it's statewide. The district had some issues with the fact that they were using district logos, et cetera, to promote it as if it was something that was a district rally, which it's not. So I'm not opposed to any discussion around safe school reopenings. I do think it's there's probably a time and a place for it. I think outside of a board meeting when we're ratifying the largest raise in district history is probably not the time or place. That's up to the UEA or, whichever organization has chosen to stage this rally.
Kaplan says they will continue to work with teachers who have safety concerns.
Concerns will continue to be heard. The board is being as supportive as we can in terms of, opening the purse strings for mitigation methods, whether that's PPE or otherwise. We're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that our employees are safe and most importantly, our kids are safe as well.
The school board meets in a special session on Wednesday at 4 p.m. when the rally starts. The budget hearing begins at 6. Space is limited due to distancing guidelines, and the public is being asked to submit input prior to the meeting. A link to submit comments and to see the agenda can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.